ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ पुनन्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिनां मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीं अम्ब त्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगा ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुत्सुराः सुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीगणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्रीसरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम्। सो वी स्टार्टेड द 18th चैप्टर लास्ट वीक, सो विल जस्ट समराइज द सेकेंड वर्स। वी वर नॉट एबल टू रिकॉर्ड, सो आई विल गो ओवर दैट अगेन एंड देन विल कवर द एडिशनल वर्सेस। So this 18th chapter is the summary of the entire Bhagavad Gita. Bhagwan, in the second chapter, introduces the entire Gita, what he will be speaking on. Chapters 3 to 17 are his teaching, and the 18th is a summary of the entire teaching. So we are fortunate that we have this opportunity to study the 18th chapter. So the first shloka is Arjuna's question, where he says, Sanyasasya Mahabaho Tatvam Ichchami Veditum Tyagasya Cha Rishikesha Prithak Keshi Nishudana. O Bhagavan Krishna, I wish to know the difference between Tyaga and Sanyasa, because we think that they are similar. Both of them is giving up. But what is it that we give up in Tyaga and what is it that we give up in Sannyasa? There is a slight difference. So after Arjuna's question, Bhagavan takes this opportunity to expand on Tyaga and Sannyasa, which he has covered in brief in other chapters, and also summarize the entire teaching. So we'll do the chant the second shloka. we have already chanted it last week, so let us just chant together. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Kamyanam Karmanam Nyasam Sanyasam Kavayo Viduhu Sarva Karma Phalatyagam Rahustyagam Vichakshanaha. So Bhagavan says, what is the difference between Tyaga and Sanyas? So he introduces first, he says, Kamyanam Karmanam Nyasam, giving up selfish or desire-prompted activities, Karmanam Nyasam, giving up is Sanyasam. It is said to be Sanyasa by who? By the Kavis, by the wise people, the Kranta Darshis who have seen the truth. And what is Tyaga? Sarva Karma Phala Tyagam, giving up all the fruit of actions, is said to be Tyaga by the Vichakshana. Vichakshana are the wise people who have inquired into the truth. So as we can see from this shloka, Kranta, the Kavis are the Kranta Darshis who have seen the truth, who have understood. Seen means not as through their eyes, but through their understanding. Like we say, I see. I see does not mean I see somebody is explaining math or physics. You say, oh, I see, I understand. And what is Tyaga? We'll do that first. And we said that is giving up the fruit of action. Sarva karma phala tyagam. So when I do an action, it's not that I do not get a result. Every action will produce a result. But an insistence on a particular result that I must get this and this alone is foolish. Like 8 people are running in the Olympics in the final of the 100 meters. All 8 are not going to win the gold medal. One will win gold, one will win silver, one will win bronze, and the other 5 will not win anything. So if I think that only by winning gold I will be happy, then the person will be disappointed. He should be happy that at least from the whole world, they were in the top 8. So that is called not insisting on a particular fruit. And my job is to do my part and let the result depend on the totality. Upon, like all the 8 of them, different people have trained differently. And maybe I didn't get the gold because I didn't do my part as well. So in this world, we cannot change the whole world, but I can change my part, what I do, how I influence my surroundings, my family, my home, my workplace, whatever, wherever I am. This reminds me of a very beautiful story I just recently heard. There was this great fire there was a lightning strike and this was dry weather, and this forest had huge fire, was going for miles, miles, miles. You know how forest fires are. And all the animals and birds started running away from the fire to save themselves, you know, because they were going to be burned to death. And this leopard was running, and suddenly he looked above and he saw this little hummingbird, tiny little hummingbird, as the one of the smallest birds, running towards the fire, flying towards the fire. He said, well, why is he going towards the fire? So he just stopped to watch. And the hummingbird ran to a nearby lake, picked up a little bit of water in his beak and dropped it on the fire. Again went, picked up little water and dropped it on the fire. So leopard said, what are you doing? You know, there's a fire, you should fly away. He said, no, this forest feeds me. The forest takes care of me. I had my nest here, even though it got burned. But I get food from this forest. I also nourish this forest because I spread the pollen and grow flowers and fruits. So this forest is my home. So it is my duty to save the forest from fire. The leopard laughed. He said, what? This one drop of water, you are putting 2 drops and you think you will put out this giant fire? It needs hundreds of fire engines. You are not going to be able to do it. He said, doesn't matter. The forest is my home. I'll do my part, whatever I can, to put out the fire. Maybe I can't, but I have to do my part because the forest has given me so much. I have to give back. I cannot just take. So he kept on doing that. And this is a Native American tale. And it is said the spirits of the rain, they heard this hummingbird's story, what he is doing. And they released a huge shower of rain to bless him. And with that huge shower, that entire forest fire was put out. So the point is, I may not be able to change the world, but at least I can do my part to make the world a better place. And then let remaining is God, it's his world, let him worry about it. But I have to do my duty to give back to society what society has given us, just as the forest had given so much to this person. So it is my duty to give back, just as this mission, Chinmay mission, has given us so much. All the knowledge, all our children have studied here, Puja Gurudev, his books we are reading, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads, whatever little spiritual knowledge I have, it is because we have been involved with the mission for over 30 years. So it is our duty to give back in whatever way we can. We can give time, we can put in effort, we can give financially, we can. So wherever I am, in whichever community I am, I have to do my part without worrying about what is in it for me. You know, people always say, what will I get out of it? That is working for a particular fruit. I have to give, and then so that is called tyaga. That I do not worry about the result. I do what is the best. And what is sannyasa? So Bhagavan says, kamya nam karma nam nyasam, giving up ego and giving up desire-prompted actions. So giving up the sense of doership, that I am doing it, and I am doing it for a particular result. That is the first one. And the second is the doership, that I did this, I did that, I am so great, I am so wonderful. This I should go away, and Bhagavan is only working through me. And the Karna Bhava, that I am the instrument in Bhagavan's hands. He, she, you know, whatever form of God we worship, is working through me, and I am just an instrument. So this is sequence, that I first start without worrying about the result, what will I get, but what will I give? And then second is, this will slowly lead to a drop of doership. That I am doing it. And whatever karmas we are doing, they should be done with that attitude. There are five kinds of karmas we had gone over last week, but I'm just revising. So because we were not able to record, there were some internet issues last week. So there are five kinds of karmas. Nitya karma, Naimitya karma, Kamya karma, Nishiddha karma, Prayaschit karma. So Nitya karma is my daily activities. What I do every day, I get up in the morning, have a bath, do my prayers, have breakfast, do my housework, or go to work, whatever. That is my Nitya karma. And then there is Naimitya karma. Naimitya is special activities. That means, say there is a wedding, so I go attend the wedding and bless the bride and groom. Or a new baby is born, we go to see the baby. Or unfortunately, there is a death in the community, so I go visit the family and, you know, offer my condolences. So all those are Naimitya karma. Those are special activities. Or there is Diwali, and everybody is celebrating Diwali, so, you know, I join in the celebration. So those are all Naimitya or special activities. Then third is Kamya karma. So these two must be done. Bhagavan says, Niyatam kuru karmatvam karma jayo hiya karmanaha. So these two I have to do. There is no choice. The third is kamya karma or desire prompted activities, where I for do it for me, myself, and I. Those should be reduced. Yes, I have to take care of myself, my body, my family, but that should not be my main purpose. As I said, main purpose is how I can give back to the community, to the nation, to the society, to the city of Bakersfield or wherever I live. So giving back and not doing selfish activities. And my own taking care is necessary, but that should be minimum. That's why Gurudev said, live in the minimum, create the maximum, give the entire thing to the world outside. So I spend minimum on myself and as much as possible help others. So kamya karma. Then the fourth is nishiddha karma. That means forbidden activities that I should not do. Lying, cheating, hurting others, selfish, anger, all those should be avoided. And then the fifth one is prayaschit karma. Say by mistake, I did something nishiddha, forbidden, then I should ask for forgiveness, either from that person I have hurt or from God, you know, from whoever. And internally, I should ask for forgiveness. So these karmas, this whole teaching that we are studying, the Bhagavad Gita, is not for the person who is not interested, who says, I don't care what is in Bhagavad Gita. I don't need to study any scriptures. I'm fine. He's fine. He's happy. He doesn't need to study. Or the realized master, you know, who is enlightened like Pujya Gurudev, Swami Chinmayananda ji, or Shankaracharya ji, or Jesus. So, and realized masters also don't need to study. It is people like us who are seekers of truth. We want to know what is this truth. So for us is the Bhagavad Gita. And we have to inquire what is the meaning of these shlokas and understand them. And our action should be guided by Shastra, by scriptures. Tasmat Shastram Pramanam Te Karya Karya Vyavasthita. Bhagavan says, let Shastra, let the scriptures be your guide. And so anytime I'm doing an activity, what would Bhagavan Sri Rama do in this situation? Or Bhagavan Sri Krishna? Or what would Shankaracharya ji do? Or what would Gurudev? Or what is written in the Bhagavad Gita? Let that be my pramanam. So we have finished verse number 2. We had done last week, but I re-summarized it. So to now we'll go to verse number 3. Tyajyam doshavadit. Karma prahur manishinah yajna dana tapak karma natyajyam miti chapare So together, Tyajyam doshavadipye karma prahumanishinah yajna dana tapa karma tyajyam iti chapare tyajyam iti chapare. Rama Ben, please mute. Okay, so tyajyam dosha vad it yeke. So all activities are should be given up. Tyajyam karma, all activities. Why? Dosha vad iti yeke. That's what it is said. Some people say that all activities should be given up, like sannyasis who go to the forest and meditate. Why should all activities be given up? Doshavat, because every activity has underlying fault. Eke karma prahu, it is said by who? By Manishina, by contemplative sages who have contemplated. Manishina means with their mind, who have contemplated on the truth. They say, tyajam doshavat, all activities should be given up. Now that is one school of thought. They say, छोड़ो सब क्या, व्हाट इज द नीड टू वर्क, काम करने की क्या जरूरत. बट भगवान सेज अदर से अपरे. सो हियर इन द फर्स्ट सेकेंड एंड थर्ड श्लोक ही इज टॉकिंग अबाउट व्हाट इज द ओपिनियन ऑफ अदर्स, मनीषिणा विचक्षणा कवि ही. सो अदर्स चापरे व्हाट डू दे से, नो 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 नो, डोंट गिव अप ऑल एक्टिविटीज. यज्ञ दान एंड तप कर्म शुड नॉट बी गिवन अप. यज्ञ मीन्स विल टॉक अबाउट द मीनिंग ऑफ यज्ञ टूडे, बट वन मीनिंग ओरिजिनली वॉज दैट यज्ञ इज ऑफरिंग इन द सैक्रिफाइस इन द फायर. You know, when the priest lights a fire and then everybody offers in the fire. So that is yajna, you know, and then we chant the prayers, chant the mantras, and they are done for benefit of society or for it. Like somebody's child is born, he will do yajna, or if he is starting a new business, he will say, Panditji, come and do yajna. And then dana is charity and tapa is austerity or self-control. So Bhagavan says, some people say, त्याज्यम इति च अपरे. अपरे मीन्स अदर से यज्ञ ध्यान तप न त्याज्यम शुड नॉट बी गिवन अप. सो लेट अस स्टडी दिस श्लोक. सो एज वी सेड मननशीलवान, दोज हु आर कॉन्टेम्पलेटिव सेजेस से दैट ऑल एक्टिविटीज आर पोटेंशियली कैन बी हैव दोष हैव फॉल्ट, बिकॉज एक्टिविटी इन द वर्ल्ड कैन नॉट बी परफेक्ट. No matter what I do, it will have a limited result. Only the final is whatever God has done. That is perfect. That is complete. But you and I, whatever activities we do, have some intrinsic fault. No matter how hard we try, not only individuals, but even nations and companies, they don't do always things that are good. You know, why? Because they have not thought through what am I going to do? How am I going to, for example, US went into Afghanistan. They went in to remove terrorism, but they didn't think through fully that, am I going to be able to control Afghanistan? And then how are we going to get out of that? And we see what a disaster it was. There were so many lives were lost, so much money. And ultimately, they had to leave in a hurry, you know, jump on the plane and run away without even planning. So getting into an activity is easy, but how am I going to get out? That also one should. So all activities should be fully planned. Like even we find companies, you know, somebody will come and say to the CEO, sir, this is a very good plan. Let's do it. And companies, he says, okay, that sounds like a great idea, but he has not thought through fully yet. What is the plan? What are the obstacles and how are we to get out? And so company starts this new project, makes a new building and all this company and all. And then suddenly they realize in that area, the market is not good. We shouldn't have expanded. We spent all this money. And now how to get out? It has not been planned, has not been thought through. So that's what they say, that all activities potentially can have problems. So it should be thought through, carefully. Can you turn the heating back on? I had turned it off because it was too warm. So let's turn it on. Thank you. So that's what it says. Every activity potentially should be, I think, leave it on 68 or 67, not too hard. Okay. So it should be doshavat. Every activity can potentially have problems. And then also Bhagavan says, nakashchit kshanam api jatu tishthatya karma krit sharira yatra pichate na prasiddhye da karmanah. So Bhagavan says in the third chapter that every person has to act. Even to maintain the body, I have to act. We might say, oh, we are sitting here and just listening, not doing anything. But listening is also an activity. Sitting is also an activity. Breathing is an activity. Heart is beating is an activity. And then I have to get up in the morning and take a shower, have breakfast, you know. So all those activities are. So he says, sharir yatra pichate na prasidyet akarmanaha. So without karma, even to maintain your body is impossible. So that is what is said by others, that we should do yajna, dana, and tapa karma. So what is the difference between karma and sannyas? Again, another place Bhagwan says, jnana yogena sankhyanam, karma yogena yoginam. So those who are working, yogis here means workers, should work with the attitude of karma yoga. How can I give back to society? Not only take, but give. And every action should be dedicated to Bhagwan. That Bhagwan, I'm doing it for him, not for me, myself, and I. I'm doing it for the one who has given me all that I have. So without do end, then this will lead to lack of doership, where I am not doing, Bhagwan is doing. First, I start with, I am doing it for Bhagwan. I'm doing it for society. That's very good. But then the next step to that is, I am not even doing it. Bhagwan is doing through me. So like I'm speaking right now. If I say I am speaking, then that becomes ego. But if I can have that understanding that Bhagwan is speaking through me, that's not easy. Then that same activity becomes dedicated to Bhagwan, becomes karma yoga. So that what he says, jnana yogena sankhyanam. So then slowly the doership is gone. Sankhya, that is the Sankhya philosophy, where there is only Bhagwan and everything is happening because of him. And anyway, sitting without activity is impossible. You know, and that's why people, when they have nothing else to do, they will put on the TV. And the TV people are very smart. They have more than 100 channels. It used to be, I remember in India when TV started, was only Krishi Darshan, one TV channel, Doordarshan, and that's all you had to watch. And now they have more than, I sometimes wonder who watches all these more than 100 channels. I guess people must be watching because they have commercials, so people must be buying. And on and on, and so much, who is going to, you know, see all that? But they want to keep us busy. They say, oh, this guy has nothing to do. Let's keep putting more and more channels. And then they have all this HBO and Netflix, and you can buy movies. And oh my God, there's so much. It's unbelievable. Even on plane, I remember when you first, we started, there used to be one TV in the middle between the seats, and everybody had to watch that, whatever they jumped, they wanted to show. Then people said, we don't want. Then on every seat now, there is a cheap TV. And there you can have hundreds of channels. You have all different languages even. You can have, even in our channel, you can get Hindi channel, ZTV, you can get Tamil, Telugu, Gujarati. All languages, everything is there. Why? Because our mind is wanting to work. So they are also smart. They keep throwing all these things at us. But they say that one should limit wastage of time, and we'll talk about that. So in a minute or so. So Arjuna says, you tell me which one I should follow. So Bhagwan says, where you are at this moment, you do karma yoga. And then because your duty at this time is to protect the nation, because the nation is being run by evil people. And then later on, when you are done with your duties, then you can take sannyas. So like where we are, most of us are at least quite a few of us are at vanaprastha, where we have finished our work. So more and more time we should spend in taking care of our spiritual growth and stop worrying too much about what kids are doing, grandkids are doing, and spend more time in our own spiritual journey. So yajna, dana, and tapa, those are the three. As we said, yajna is activities which are done together for the benefit of society. So just as when we built this mission in 2006, people got together and we raised funds so that our children should learn, you know. So that is called yajna, where people get together. Yajna is not only offering in the fire, but Yajna is also where the community gets together to do a particular activity, you know, for the benefit of all. So I sink my individual preferences for the benefit of society, that is called Yajna. Yajna also means, Pooja Gurudev gave a very different meaning to the word Yajna. When he started his discourses on Bhagavad Gita, he said it is Gita Gyana Yajna. So what does he mean by Gyana Yajna? There was no fire, he was only giving talks. But what he said, in the fire of knowledge, you sacrifice your ignorance. So our ignorance of the Bhagavad Gita can be sacrificed in the fire of knowledge. So Pooja Gurudev gave us this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. I was fortunate as a teenager to attend quite a few of his discourses. My mother used to take me. So this ignorance sacrificed in the fire of knowledge is also Yajna. That is called Swadhyaya, you know, in fourth chapter. Swadhyaya Tapa Yajna, and then also in the Taittiriya Upanishad, it says Swadhyaya Pravachanabhyam Na Pramaditavyam. So do not stop studying and then sharing this knowledge with others. So if you others also can benefit. So that is called Yajna. And Tapa is self-control. So when I self-control, when I do not waste my energy in just watching all this TV and all these channels and surfing the internet or talking too much or gossiping, or then slowly I'm conserving my time and conserving my energy because I'm spending less time in doing all these useless. So that time which I have conserved and that effort which I have conserved should be used for Yajna. So Tapa is self-control, not indulging in too much things outside, controlling my mind, controlling my activities, doing less activities that are wasteful. And when I conserve my energy, then do that for Yajna. So do that for helping others together, working together. And then when I have done that, then the result that comes, If I get some money, if I get something, I should share it with others. That is dana. So tapa leads to yajna. Yajna, doing unselfish activities as a community, leads to dana. So that's why those three should not be given up. And that is how one evolves. As I am doing unselfish activities dedicated to God, without doership, then I evolve. And that is called opening of the eyes. Then my eyes open up to this knowledge, open up to this wisdom, open up to this clear understanding. So talking about opening eyes, you know, when do people's eyes open up? So they say that a bird's eyes open right away as soon as the bird is born from the nest, while a goat takes about 2-3 hours. A cow takes 6 hours. You know, when a human being, his or her eyes, you know, when they open up? At the time of marriage. Sare, kya kar liya maine? So our eyes don't open up till marriage. So that is the point, that with this knowledge, our eyes open, our wisdom becomes clear, and we understand what is clear knowledge. That's what Bhagavan says in this particular shloka, that yajna dana tapa karma na tyajyam. That's what some people say that. Now, why do they do that? Because they are purifying, and that we will do in the fifth shloka. Why, again, yajna dana tapa should be done is explained by Bhagavan again. So now we'll go to shloka number 4, where so far, Bhagavan has given others' opinion, Manishina, Kavihi, you know, Vichakshana, all the wise people, the great sages of the Upanishads and of the mantras who have given this knowledge. So Bhagavan is quoting them. So they say, Bhagavan, what is your opinion? Can you tell us your opinion? You know, because ultimately we want to hear from him. What do you say? Because Bhagwan already, see, that's why it says Sarvo Upanishado Gavo Dogda Gopala Nandan. All the Upanishads were crystallized, simplified, and taught to us by Bhagwan in Bhagavad Gita. Because Upanishads are little high, the Sanskrit is difficult, and the student has to be ready. But Bhagavad Gita is something that people like you and me, we can apply in our life. So now Bhagwan is giving his opinion in shloka number 4. Nishchayam shrunu me tatra.
Nishchayam shrunu me tatra.
Yage Bharata sattama. Tyago hi purusha vyagra. Trividha samprakirtitaha. Together. Nishchayam shrunu me tatra. Tyage Bharata sattama. Tyago hi purusha vyagra. Trividha samprakirtitaha. So he says, Nishchayam shrunu me. Nishchayam means understand my clear opinion about it. What is my clear opinion? Shrunu, oh, please listen to me. Tatra, oh, Arjuna, listen to me then. What is my clear opinion about tyaga, tyage? So most of this chapter, he will talk about tyaga and then he will cover sannyas. So he says, listen to my opinion about tyaga, O Bharata Sattama, O the best among the Bharata family. So there was a Bharata dynasty and Arjuna was a member and he says, you are the best. And that is true. Arjuna is the most famous. He is the most accomplished warrior. He also was a great student. It is because of him that we got Bhagavad Gita. This knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is because he asked Bhagwan. He says, oh, I am, Karpanya Dosho Pahata Swabhava Prichami Tvam Dharma Sammuda Cheha Keta Yat Shreyo Syat Nishchitam Bruhi Tanme Shishyas Teham Shadi Mam Tvam Prapannam. He says, I am bowed down to you. Why? Because Karpanya Dosho. I don't know what is my duty. Apahat swabhava. My mind is lost. And prichami tvam, dharma sammuda cheta. My mind does not know what is my duty. So you please tell me, yat shreyo syat nishchitam ruhi tanme. Please tell me clearly because I am your devotee. Shishyas teham shadimam tvam prapannam. So here he says, nishchayam shrunu me. So Bhagwan remembers. What were the words Arjuna had? You and I, after we leave the class, we say, yeah, what was said in the class? By next day, we forget. But Bhagwan remembers, Arjuna asked, Nishchayam Bruhi Tanme. So he says, Nishchayam Shrunu Me Tatra. Listen to me. Tyage Bharata Sattama. Tyago Hi Purusha Vyagra. Tyago, Tyaga O Purusha Vyagra, O Tiger Among Men. Trividha, three types, samprikirtitaha. It is said to be of three types. So what are the three types we know by now? When Bhagwan says three types, he means sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. So from 14th chapter onwards, Bhagwan has been telling us what is sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. He talked about sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic ahara. Sattvic, Rajasic, and Tamasic, all those activities, tapa, dana. What is Sattvic, Rajasic, and Tamasic, dana? All that we have heard in 14th and 17th chapter. So here he says, Tyaga is also of three types. Now, why is he praising Arjuna? He says, you are Bharata Sattama. You are the best among the Bharata family. And then he says, Purusha Vyagra. You are the tiger among men. So we think tiger is somewhat ferocious, but in Sanskrit, when they call somebody a tiger, it means you are the best, you are the noblest, you are the supreme, you are the best among humans. So it is a way of praising. You are brave and you are the noblest. So Vyagra, so is not, otherwise you say you're, like we say, a lion among men. Lion does not mean that he goes around biting people. It means he's great among men. So here he says, you are the best among the. Why is he praising Arjuna so much? And Arjuna, we see in the first shloka, he calls Bhagwan, he says Mahabaho, he calls him Keshi Nishudana, he calls him Rishi Kesha, means you are the one with the mighty arms, you have destroyed the evil demons like Keshi, and you are Rishi Kesha, you are the master of your senses. So here the student is praising the teacher, and the teacher is also praising the student. You are the best among the Bharatas, best among men. Why? Because knowledge can only be exchanged when there is respect and liking. When I like somebody and I respect somebody, then only I can learn from that person. And same way, a teacher also has to like and respect the students. Cannot insult the student and say, oh, you are useless. You don't even know this. Why are you even here? No. I have to love and respect the student, and the student has to love and respect the teacher. So that's why this praise is done by both Bhagwan and by Arjuna. And he says three types, you know, sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. We'll talk in more detail in the subsequent shlokas. What is sattvic tyaga, rajasic tyaga, and tamasic tyaga? He's just introducing that. And why should tyaga be done? Why should I sacrifice? Why should I do for others? Because they say that tyaga, when I do activities for others dedicated to Lord without me and my, and do my duty, what is required, it reduces my raga dvesha, my likes and dislikes. I say, this is my duty. I must do it. I don't care. It's not what I, most of us, what we do. I do what I like and I don't do what I dislike. So our likes and dislikes dominate our thinking. Are, I'll only do what I enjoy, what I like. I'm not, no. Whatever is my duty, I'll do regardless of likes and dislikes. So raga dvesha viyuktaistu, Bhagwan says in the Bhagavad Gita, do not do activities for likes and dislikes. Do what is right. Do what is correct and do what is your duty. And karmas, why do we do karmas? So I heard a very beautiful example. So in the British times, in the banks, the way the banks were constructed, the manager or the superintendent of the bank lived on the top floor, and in the bottom floor was the bank. And the boss lived on, and usually he was white. And so he lived in the top floor. All the big shots of the banks, because the money is there. So they were all white. And below, all the clerks and all the, you know, workers used to work in the bank. And they would do, you know, in those days, it was manual. There was no accounting, you know, no computers or calculators. They had to add everything, you know, 34 by 46, all that. Like that. And at the end of the day, they had to close the books. That means everything had to balance, even to the naya paisa, to the paisa, to the rupee. Everything had to balance. How much money came in, how much money we had yesterday in the bank, how much came in, how much went out. Everything had to balance. Even if there was a penny of difference, the workers couldn't leave. So the owner, the manager would lock the doors. And they say, you can't leave till you balance the books. So sometimes they would not get home till midnight, because somebody by mistake took 1 rupee extra and forgot to write it, or gave 1 rupee out and forgot. You can't leave. So they were very strict. And so sometimes the 12 baje tak, they would be trying to figure out where is the mistake. So similarly, in our life, we are born with positive and negative karmas. The reason we have taken this birth, because we have some positive karmas, which we have to undergo, and negative karmas. So in this life, we have to balance our books. Don't leave this life without balancing the book, just as that clerk couldn't leave without that. So what it means is that even if I have done some negative karmas in my previous life, I should do as many positive karmas as I can to balance that. Not that the negative karma will not be there, but if I have done a lot of positive karmas, it's like a scale, you know, the scale is there. And I have a lot of negative, but if I do more positive, then that side will become heavier. You know, it's like on one side you put more weight and other side is grain. The way you use more weight will go down. So doing more positive karmas will reduce to some extent the effect of the negative karmas. What I heard is, suppose I was a warrior in my past life. I don't know it. Maybe I was. And I was fighting with a sword with somebody and I caused him to lose his eye. Now that was a bad karma. You know, somebody's eye got poked because of my knife, because of my sword. Now in this life, I am born and I have that negative karma that I have taken somebody's eye. So I'm supposed to lose my eye, right? But it's said that if you do a lot of positive karmas in this life, what will happen is the totality will say, okay, he removed the eye, but he has done so much that let us reduce the load. So what will happen? Instead of losing my eye, I might get a cut on top or bottom of my eye, like a big gash, which I have to go to the ER to stitch it. At least I didn't lose my eye. So karmas can be balanced like that. You can, to some extent, reduce the effect of negative karmas. So that is number one, that doing positive karmas will compensate for my negative karmas to some extent. It's not that that karma will go away, but will get weakened. So like instead of losing the eye, I get a big cut on the eye, under the eye or above the eye. That is one. Secondly, karmas, when it is done good, they create purification. My mind becomes pure. And what is this purification? We'll do in the next shloka. Why doing karmas leads to purification. So shloka number 5. Yajna dana tapa karma. Natyajyam karyam eva tat. Yajnyo danam tapaschaiva. Pavanani manishinam. Together. Yajnya dana tapakarma. Natyajyam karyam eva tat. Yajnyo danam tapaschaiva pavanani manishinam. So he says, Bhagavan says, yajna, dana and tapa. Yajna is doing activities together for the benefit of society. Dana is charity. Tapa is austerity, self-control. We have already talked about it. So these karmas, na tyajyam, should not be given up. That's my opinion, Bhagavan says. Karyam, they have to be done. So I have to do charity, I have to do unselfish activities, and I have to live a life of self-control. Karyam eva tata, these have to be done. Why? Yajnyaha, dana, and tapa. These three, cha eva, indeed, Pavanani, they purify the mind, whose manishinam, wise contemplative people. That means for us, if we want to be known as wise or unwise, we have a choice, wise or unwise. But if I want to be known as a wise individual, I have to do these three, yajna, dana, and tapa. Now, why? So it is said that when I live a life of self-control, work for the benefit of society and do some charity, help others. First of all, of course, I get the positive karmas, you know, which will not only help me in this life, but in subsequent lives too. In this life, if I do good, I help. And then my life later on also will be better. Maybe I'll go to better worlds or maybe I'll evolve. But more important is that it leads to purification of mind. There is a drishta phala and adrishta phala. Drishta means that which I can see. Adrishta means that which I cannot see. One is that I help somebody and people praise me, and that is good. But also I am accumulating punyas and my mind is becoming purified as I am doing activities unselfishly, remembering God. You see, the more you remember God, the more you chant his name and more you bring God into your life, the more your mind becomes pure. And we know that, you know, if we sit down and do puja, or we sit down and do japa or meditation, or we go to the temple and pray, our mind becomes peaceful. So the mind becomes purified and my raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, all those get reduced. My likes, dislikes, anger, greed, jealousy, hatred, all of them get reduced because I see God everywhere. When I truly know who is God, God is not only in the temple, not only in the murti of Sri Krishna or Ram or Shiva, but God is in all beings. That's what they say. That's what, you know, that God is everywhere. Ashtamurti Brit Deva Pujanam. In Upadeshar, it says that God is of eight forms: air, space, fire, water, earth, mind, intellect, and ego. And that is how we are. We are made of this eight: air, space, fire, water, earth, mind, intellect, and ego. So Ashtamurti Brit. So Bhagwan is not only sitting in the temple or in Vaikuntha or Kailash, but God is in all beings. Hari and Harijan. That's what even Gandhiji said, that everybody is Harijan. Everybody is that. So purification of the mind, and then all these activities I'm doing to worship Bhagwan. Worship Bhagwan. One is I sit down and pray, you know, offer the 16 Shodasha Kala Puja, you know, 16 steps. But the work is worship. You know, when I say that my work is worship, whatever I'm doing is I'm doing it for Bhagwan, then automatically the actions will be pure. They will be honest. There won't be any dishonesty. And my mind will slowly get purified. And such a mind is ready for meditation, is ready for evolution, to evolve spiritually towards enlightenment. One has to have purified mind. Without a pure mind, this spiritual progress is impossible. So reducing our, you know, lying, cheating, hurting others. That's why one of God's name is Sat, Chit, Anand. Sat means truth, existence. So living a life of truthfulness is worship of God. That's why every activity should be Parmeshwara Pritiartham. What will my God say? Will God be happy with my action? Then the God is who? God is not somebody outside. God is within me as life, as consciousness. That's what we practice in our meditation class that we do from 10:20 to 10:50. If you wish, you can come a little earlier. So we do meditate, and we also do it on Zoom from 10:20 to 10:50. Then we take a 10-minute break for this class. So God is within us as life, as consciousness, as Atma, as the you know, in living principle. So will God within me, who knows everything, God is, you know, Sarvajna, is all knowing. Why? Because he is within. He knows even my thoughts. I may say something and do something, but if I'm thinking different, God already knows. So my thoughts, my speech, and my action should be one. So that's what it is said, that every activity should be done for pleasing Bhagwan. So tapa is self-control. Yajna is doing activities for others together, working together. And dana is charity. And this can be in all our activities, not only in worldly. Say I'm doing research. You know, say I'm a researcher, PhD, I'm a professor somewhere, and I'm doing some very great research into computers, and maybe I wrote a new program and a new, you know, so that is, and I spent many hours in doing research, going to the lab, working on the computer, sitting for days, months, and I came up with this brand new, you know, program. So that is called tapa, where I spend a lot of time, I even you know, still late at night, I was working, and my children and wife also, they were home, but I was working in the lab. So that is tapa. Tapa does not only mean sitting in the forest, you know, but doing any activity where I am reducing my other. And here, I didn't go to parties. I didn't go anywhere. Why? Because I had to write this program. So that is tapa. Then tapa, now next is yajna. So what do I do? Now this program I have written, I go to this company and say, you know, let's implement this program. Why? It will benefit a lot of people and the company will make a lot of money. So the company, the CEO and everybody get, yeah, that's a great idea. So let us implement. So this program I have written, now it has a wide implementation. A lot of people are benefiting from it and it is making lot of money for me because I have the patent. It is making money for the company. So that becomes yajna, where we get together for the benefit. But it should not be limited to yajna and tapa. Dana should be there. So a portion of that profit we should give to maybe to worthwhile causes, or we should make the program cheaper, make it affordable, where yes, we will make a profit, but instead of charging, say, $1,000, then charge maybe 100 or 150 or 200, so that more people can use this program, can benefit, and that is dana, that I can actually make a lot more profit, but instead of becoming profit, yeah, I should make enough for me to be comfortable, but maximum people should benefit from this program. So that is called dana. So it is all sequence. First I do tapa, then I do yajna, carry it out, and then I do dana. So here we will end today, that Bhagwan says that doing activities unselfish without fruit dedicated to Bhagwan is tapa, is yajna. And then what is sannyasa is giving up the doership, that I am not doing, no ego, no selfishness. And when these activities are done with that attitude of Parameshwara Pityartham, then it becomes a, then I get not only the drishtaphala, but I get adrishtaphala, purification of mind. And my mind is now ready to serve. My mind is ready to help others and evolve spiritually. I can grow spiritually only if my mind is pure. If my mind is filled with anger, greed, jealousy, then how am I going to sit and pray or meditate or even study? So I have to reduce this raga dvesha, and that is how we progress spiritually. So we'll end here. Very beautiful shlokas, very practical. That's why this Bhagavad Gita, every word of it, you can apply right away. From today itself, we can. So it's very beautiful shlokas. So we'll end here. Anybody has any questions or comments, please feel free to ask, either in person or in Zoom. Anybody would like to ask anything or add, please feel free. Kusum, you have something you would like to add?
Yes, Guruji said it beautifully. This, he says that we should not give up the yajna, dana, and tapa, but what should be given up is our attachment and their fruits or results.
Right.
And then he says that there are three aspects of life. It's the adidevika, which is the divine unseen aspect of, you know, which governs our life, and which we don't have any control, like weather and storms and everything. Second aspect is adibhautika, which means aspect that situations, being, things, family, job, all those. There also we have very little control. And the third is...
Go ahead.
And the third is adhyatmika.
Speak a little loud so they can hear you.
Yeah. The third is the adhyatmika, which is the control of our body, mind, and intellect, which we can control by ourselves. This is the only one. So he said that, so now these three are related to these three aspects of the life. So the scriptures recommend...
I'll try to translate, interpret what she's saying. We'll summarize.
The volume of the name. volume. This is the volume button.
Yeah, go ahead.
The scriptures recommend the performance of the yajna or worship to invoke the divine powers and their grace. Also fulfill our debts to them, which is called deva rina, you know, the debts to the deva, and express our gratitude to them. So that yajna will satisfy the Adi Daivika. Then the dana, charity, is given so that we can live in harmony with society and fulfill our debt towards the society, which is called samaj rina. While tapas is austerity that helps exercise control over our body and mind, which will help to do the yajna and dana both. So I thought these three aspects are related to these three actions, which is so beautifully said by Guruji. So I just thought I'd like to share that with you.
Thank you. So I think I'll just summarize for the audience here. He says that this yajna, dana, tapa, we have three functions. We have duty to the adidaivik, to the gods, duties to the society, and then to ourselves. So we have three sources, you know, of power. One is the divine, one is the society, and one is within us. That is called adidaivik forces, adibhautik and adhyatmik. Adidaivik is the divine, adhyatmik is me within, and adibhautik is so. Doing these three types of karmas, yajna, dana, tapa, karma, satisfies our debt to the gods, you know, for giving us this world. Then to society, because society gives us so much. And then also internally, it leads to purification. So these three of them satisfy both all the three. Adidaivik, tapas, adibhautik, and adhyatmik. So that is what Kusum said. Thank you for these beautiful words. I really appreciate that. Anybody else has anything else? Any questions, comments? Anji, Indu, do you have anything? You can unmute, please. Unmute kar lijiye.
Aapne जो आज हमिंग बर्ड का एग्जाम्पल दिया, दृष्टांत दिया, वो बहुत ही सुंदर था. और उससे यह पता चलता है कि अपनी यथाशक्ति अनुसार अगर हम कुछ भी करते हैं तो वो आवाज प्रकृति के पास पहुंचती है और वो हमारी सहायता करती है. ये बहुत अच्छा दृष्टांत था आपका, और आपका सत्संग प्रवचन बहुत सरल और सुंदर है.
वो जो पक्षी का हमने वर्ड एग्जाम्पल वी गेव, हाउ द लिटिल बर्ड कुड डू हिज पार्ट एंड द होल यूनिवर्स लिसन टू हिम, गॉड्स लिसन टू हिम. सो शी लाइक दैट एग्जाम्पल एंड दिस टीचिंग. सो थैंक यू इंदु जी, थैंक यू सो मच, धन्यवाद. एनीबडी एल्स? Hansa, यू हैव एनी क्वेश्चन, कॉमेंट?
Not much. I think we need to practice at a personal level, and that would affect the adipotic and all. We don't have to think of reaching that.
Yes.
It's a personal journey that we all need to follow. So it automatically connects you to the Daivik Sakti. And, you know, it's like again, I can make a cut to you know, what you do reflects on another person around you. So if you do this stuff, you know, those three factors that we follow, then that reflects in the society, that reflects in a, I usually give an example of throwing a stone in a pond, and the waves take the things away from wherever it goes.
So, little loud, if you can speak.
Good thoughts go the good
you
way.
You can hear it.
I'll translate.
If you personally follow this, like yajna, tapa, and dan, then it spreads around.
Yes.
And it kind of, the community benefits from it. And in other words, the whole world benefits in a far way.
Right.
But so it's actually a personal growth. Yajna, tapa, and tapas, as he said, is a self-control. The self-control is very important, not necessarily fasting and things like that.
Yeah.
All our vices, five senses that run out all the time, including our mind. was an imagination sometimes, that needs to be stopped to do your yagna. For yagna, you need one single pointed
right.
Person within mind. And that brings out more product and a better product. So tapas purifies your mind and all five senses. I mean, through five senses, your mind also gets pure. So in other words, your mind doesn't think of unnecessary stuff you're doing. So it gives a full concentration of the yagna that you're doing. And that yagna would be more better fruit.
Yeah, I think I can translate because they are listening. So.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I think Hansaji said it very beautifully that all these three activities are for us to do. I do yajna, I do tapa, I do dana, so that my mind gets purified. And it's like putting a stone in the lake, how the waves spread out. So similarly, when I do good activities for self-improvement, it's not only for me, but the whole society benefits. And ultimately, that's how I can connect with the higher, with the supreme. So thank you for these beautiful words, because I was just interpreting for on Zoom because they couldn't hear. So doing these activities, I grow, but then the main purpose is whole society should grow. And that is how we offer our debt to the gods, thank them for their benefit. So that's what all the three. So same thing what Guruji said. Similarly, Hansa has said it in a little different way, that personal growth should lead to society's growth. And ultimately, that's how you serve the divinity. Thank you. Any other questions, comments? Kerry, you have anything you want to add?
Well, I was just thinking of the three spheres that Kusuma is talking about. And it seems like most people spend more time, you know, arguing and fighting about thinking about other people's religions and thinking about society and what's going on, and the least amount of time about the sphere that they could really be doing something about.
Right.
That's my only comment.
Thank you. So she says we spend more time in worrying about what others are doing and what problems and not worry about what we can do. So thank you very much for all your comments, questions. We'll end here. And next week, we'll continue from shloka number 6, chapter 18, shloka number 6. So if you have a chance, read the next 3-4 shlokas. If you don't have Puja Gurudev's commentary, you can buy that from the office, or we can, you can order online and listen to the commentary, and we'll see you next week. If you can, you can log in at 10:20. We do have a meditation class for half an hour. 10:20 to 10:50, and then we take a 10-minute break, and then we have this Bhagavad Gita class at 11. If you wish to listen to these talks or talks on meditation, you can go to firstpower.info. Firstpower is one word, .info. It's also on the board. So thank you very much. We'll do the closing prayer. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhave. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Pyo. Hari Om. Thank you. Hari Om. Have a nice week. See you next Sunday.
Thank you.
I'll be going to India, so I'll be missing your lectures for at least 4 or 5 weeks.
Okay,
so thank you so
please
much.
Have a nice, safe trip.
Thank you so much.
Give our pranams to Guruji. I know you're.
Yes, I'm going to see him. He's in Bombay.
Yeah, so please express our thank you.
Yes,
so
I will, from Bakersfield Mission.
Sure. Thank you. Hari Om.
Hari Om.